This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. It's Election Day in Wyoming. Statewide, Wyoming's two congressional races feature well-known and well-funded incumbent Republicans against Democratic challengers who've campaigned on a shoestring. U.S. Senator John Barrasso and Representative Cynthia Lummis seem to hold all the cards going into today's voting. They've raised far more money than their challengers, and registered Republicans outnumber Democrats better than 3-1 in Wyoming. Albany County Commissioner Tim Chestnut is challenging Barrasso, while Casper Community College political science instructor Chris Heinrichsen is running against Cynthia Lummis. More news after this.
Do you love Wyoming and care about its future? Don't miss the annual Wyoming Forum, November 15th and 16th at Little America in Cheyenne. Hosted by the Wyoming Business Alliance, this fast-paced event focuses on the last 30 years and the events and policies that have made our state an even better place to do business in. This is Wyoming's premier event for policy discussion, where ideas are formed that make a difference. Gain the edge you're looking for. Meet people like you with challenges like yours. Grow your network and build your success. Registration is limited. Claim your spot today at WyomingBusinessAlliance.com.
Wyoming law enforcement officials say they have no plans to slacken their enforcement of the state's marijuana laws if Colorado voters today decided to decriminalize pot. Joy Greenwald has this report.
The Colorado ballot measure stands a shot of passing. Polls show more people in favor of the measure than against it. Approval of the state constitutional amendment would allow people in Wyoming to travel to Colorado and legally buy up to an ounce of marijuana there. The Wyoming Tribune Eagle reports that bringing that pot back to Wyoming would be another matter. Cheyenne Police Chief Brian Kozak says anybody who tried doing that would be arrested and taken to jail under Wyoming law. Kozak says he's concerned that easier access to marijuana could result in more impaired drivers on Cheyenne streets.
Wyoming Radio News.